University of Michigan Consumer Sentiment Index out late last week showed that consumer confidence at its highest since May. The retail industry is forecasting growth for the back-to-school shopping season compared with the flat season last year. The stock market is now close to five-year highs, and that's helping a lot of people's 401k plans to do somewhat better. And we're also seeing several other figures that came in the last few weeks on the economy just doing a little bit better than expected. Also, the corporate profit season was fairly good. So despite all the worries about especially what's going on overseas with problems in Europe and a potential slowdown in China, it looks like the economy is moving along, certainly not with great growth, but appears to be avoiding a recession and doing a little bit better than earlier this year.
What are the latest predictions on when we can say more than it's doing a little better? I want a turnaround.
Yeah. Well, a strong turnaround you are not getting at the moment. The jobs market showing some signs of improvement. We had last month's jobs report a little bit better than expected, but not gangbusters. And that's the story across the economy, that we're like halfway between recession and really strong growth. And I think part of that is because a lot of businesses are holding back for the election. A lot of businesses are holding back, worried about the possible fiscal cliff. With so much political dysfunction and disagreement in Washington, it's not clear that Congress will agree to avoid big tax increases at the end of this year.